Bread. I think it is a good idea. I think that probably most of us are a little too slipshod in the way we use our doctrinal statements. Doctrinal statements grew through the years. Apostles' Creed was a beginning statement. By the way, I think the Apostles' Creed is a good statement and correct, but insufficient. And so through the years, creeds grew. Until you have full-blown massive documents such as the Philadelphia Confession of Faith. I think we have a tendency to include a statement of faith in our church bylaws because we want to ensure that the man who comes in after us is in line with what we're teaching. But I don't think that we make it the tool that it ought to be. I do think that it ought to be used to define the parameters of the fellowship that our church will move in, or the circle that our church will move in, the kind of union that we will forge, the kind of churches that we will reproduce. But I don't think that answers all of the questions about how we respond to those who lie outside that orb. I think we still need to nuance some of that in our response to them, so that we are not viewed as treating brothers as enemies when there are enough enemies out there for us to shoot at. Yes?
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of issues that I was really touching on as I skated through that point about the need to really describe the relationship between the church and the culture. I'm not prepared to withdraw fellowship from a fundamental brother because I think he made an isolated mistake with regard to the passion. I oppose the movie. And I think that there are some strong reasons for doing so. However, I wouldn't want to be held accountable forever for every mistake I've made in the ministry on some of these issues. However, if someone's pattern of ministry violates scriptural teaching with regard to some of these cultural matters, then I think that we need to go through a process where we try to encourage, confront, rebuke, and then eventually withdraw from. But it can't be based on my whims or my suspicion that this is a problem. We have got to begin to look at cultural issues very clearly through the lens of Scripture. Music is another one. I'm up to here with the statements that music is just not an issue. I think that it's simplistic thinking, and we need to go back to the drawing board. Part of the problem, I think, has been that we have allowed musicians who have not been very theologically astute to lay down the principles for us that will help us look at those kinds of cultural issues. I think we need theologians who are musically astute to address those kinds of cultural issues. Yes?
The pyramid gave the levels of fellowship, levels of cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that was more of a local church.
Mm-hmm.
When you put the top of the pyramid, the level of reproduction, still wrestling a little bit with some of those cultural issues. And yes, it's thinking in terms of even the reproduction of our own children.
Mm-hmm.
Like the right okay. Thing, your reproduction.
In fact, the whole pyramid there for me was in the local church context. Okay, internally at the bottom with your membership, then who you're going to lead your church to cooperate with in some ministry endeavors, and then cooperating with someone for the reproduction of a new ministry. But
I guess there are statements made about you should never leave the church.
Okay.
That's a doctrine for moral integrity of leadership. How do you respond to that? For instance, when you may have a youth group where there's no bait. You may have a youth group where bait is promoted. You're raising your children in that kind of context. How do you that's only one issue. Doesn't impact
well, I think that within a local church there may be some disagreement over some of these cultural issues. They still need to be examined from the standpoint of doctrine. We may end up with a doctrinal disagreement analyzing the same cultural issue. At that point, you have to decide whether this is really important enough in terms of doctrine to create a rift within that local body by going somewhere else. But I think that all separation needs to be rooted in doctrine, not just superficial disagreements over cultural issues. We need to do the exacting work of relating that to doctrine.